This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Sefo Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace, Craig 06. Urban Culture Drive.
Lerato Shabalala is back with a brand new episode. On the latest episode of Living It Up, brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters, Lerato chats to the owner of Andrew McKenzie Interiors. With a background in theatre and opera, Andrew talks about lighting trends for the rest of 2018, as well as decorating for quaint spaces. Download the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Make sure to get new episodes every Thursday and explore interior design, making the best use of the space you have and how to make your room more intimate. Deco for kids and so much more. Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Are your windows and doorways crying out for some much needed attention? Taylor Blinds or Shutters are the stylish solution to give them a breath of fresh air. Trusted, innovative, quality and style. Taylor Blinds and Shutters.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like that, we're back with round two.
Yeah, we're back with round two.
Yeah, round two of what?
On a better note.
Yeah, absolutely. On a better note. On an ice cream note. Guys, what are the five things that are free that you guys know? They're free, but they give you a high. Start, Candace. Give me one.
Free.
Yeah, they're free, but like they give you a high. Like they get you.
What kind of a happy high?
Let me give you an example.
Okay,
right?
Give me an example.
Psychologically, it's been proven that the moment that you walk into a beach, you immediately get elevated.
Yes.
Okay? So, I've given one.
That's a really cool one.
For me, it's the night time.
Oh, yes. That's night. Very calming.
Yeah.
Seeing the stars clear.
And that gentle breeze at night.
Oh.
Number one.
Give me another one, Ken.
I think what makes me feel really good is being alone. Just anywhere.
Yes.
Mm. Just being alone by myself.
In your own space.
In my own space.
Yes. Mm.
Do you know also that cleaning up your space.
Yes.
It gives you that feeling of relief and calmness.
Yes.
And walking barefoot as well in nature, like outside.
Yes.
Yes. I'm from Pretoria. We walk barefoot in mall.
It also gives you a sense of zen.
Yeah. They say also climbing onto or walking towards like a high high point,
elevated point.
You know what I mean? Like going to Randberg Square and going up there. It just gives, guys, you know, these are like weird things that are like amazing, but they're free, but they do some kind of therapy for you.
They're very fulfilling.
To give you that, you know.
It's and weed as well. That's free.
That's
if
not
you
free.
Oh, if, no, no, no.
if you have
your own little plantation happening.
If you have your plant, I know a friend who has biggest plant.
To the feds that's listening,
in a
he
flat.
Ain't really a friend like that. He don't really know the
I
guy like
that.
That it's just like somebody you've seen.
Yeah,
I watch a lot of movies.
There's two more that I got also.
Yeah, go ahead.
This weekend, they say if you run at a very high pace, and then you slow down, you immediately get
adrenaline.
You know what I mean? Mm. Last one is when you masturbate.
Yes.
It's free.
Oh.
It's exhilarating.
Oh. Yes.
And at the end of the day, you just fucked yourself. So no STDs. You know, these things are free.
I actually
forgot about.
But you know what I mean? So these are small things that you do every now and again just to give yourself a kick, man. You know what
Thank
I mean?
Thank you so much for that, Craig 06.
We needed.
You know, you always come here and give us all these incredible tips on how to live our best lives.
Is this PhD?
In true Craig 06 style.
It's the PhD stuff. On a different note, so yesterday I was watching TV, and finally, after 3 years of fighting with SABC, they finally got to broadcast the Marikana documentary.
I heard about it.
I never watched that.
You didn't watch that?
Sorry. Ooh.
I was busy watching The Real Houses of Joburg.
Exactly.
It was something sad, but it was something. It was.
Was it intense?
It's a must. Yeah.
Can you break that down for us?
Yeah,
so in like literally.
I'm gonna snip it, two minutes, and snip it.
A high note. High note.
Yes, and end on a high note.
High note. Hey, but that one.
Make it jolly.
I'm gonna be creative. So the story begins.
Yes.
5 days before the massacre.
Okay.
So what happened is the guys, up in arms, no work, toes down.
They fighting for a pay raise.
For a pay raise, right? Day one. That's the thing. They start, they go to the hills, wara, wara, wara.
Cool.
Lone Man panics, starts becoming, it's a, mind you, Lone Man is a private company,
okay.
Right? Then, obviously, our then, not president, but now president, Cyril.
Yeah.
Ramaphosa,
yeah.
Was a non-executive member of,
yeah,
of the thing. Okay. So there was, now you're fucking with his money now.
Is that how he came into play into this thing? Got you.
So now, in that process, day one strike, people, Lone Man is seeing, okay, millions are going down. They start communicating on high levels, police, ministers.
Come wrap this shit up. Yeah. Shut it down.
Yeah. So then they plan the thing. The police commission comes and says, on this day, this thing's going to be a wrap. Like, on the 15th, I think, like, this thing must end at all costs. Mm-hmm. It must end.
Yeah.
Wow.
We must nip it in the bud. We must kill this thing.
Yes.
Words used. So, leading up to that, what do you call them? The union members?
Yes.
The union delegates
mm-hmm.
come and try and address the people.
Yeah.
The other one didn't, they didn't allow him. Numsa.
Yeah.
They allowed him. He spoke, he pleaded with the guys, like, so the documentary shows even the court period after the Marikana, the court proceedings. So this guy was pleading with these guys, oh, guys, the day before the massacres, like, guys,
let's shut it down.
Shut it down.
These niggas are serious.
Yeah.
We'll fix this another way. Or via now, come back tomorrow morning and let's see how we can pick it up.
Yeah.
So that was on the 14th. On the 15th, the commissioner says, at all costs, we're ending this thing.
Okay.
They deploy 648 police people.
Mm-hmm.
They order 4 mutual events.
Oh
yes, sir.
So it was like already.
So already, like,
we're gonna wrap up.
What,
you get what I'm saying? And then they had like the police cars and what those vans and the military.
Yeah,
that was what for a group of I think 300 and something people. Small group on a hill.
Yeah,
and then they started enclosing them with barbed wire.
Ah, interesting.
No.
So as these guys see this, they're like, one of their leaders says, okay, guys, let's vibe and we'll sing all the way to where we live. But as they're vying, walking away,
they see
singing,
it as an attack.
They don't even, they start ambushing them.
Oh.
So they're like directing them to go to, you know, when you're walking, but like a sheep.
Would, yeah.
Like they're directing you to a certain corner. And then as they start firing, unprovoked, they start firing rubber bullets. And then live ammunition.
I must say, just a quick note.
Watching
on that.
It, and it's raw as you watch it, because the guy just is like too good.
Yeah, just commenting on that. I actually dated someone who was an accountant at Lawn Mill back in the days. He's now a white boy, he's in America now. Back then, when I used to date white people, guys, no offense. I'm done. I'm back to black. And you know what he said, that when that experience was, when that whole thing was happening, he said that the mine workers went to traditional healers and people that practice traditional medicine to protect them from live ammunition.
Yeah.
And that didn't work.
Oh,
so that's why.
So they thought they were invincible.
They were sort of, I wouldn't say invincible, but you're protected.
Attack.
You know?
So they were like, should anything happen, can we at least be protected?
So they thought that that would protect them, which is very interesting because, I mean, it's a spiritual belief. And, you know, we watch different shows that portray witchcraft or a form of, I don't know, protection from evil spirits out there. And, you know, it kind of gives you a little, you know, it's like you get freaked out when you realize that it didn't work out. You know what
But some people, chances are the ones that did, because there's 34 people that died.
Yeah.
So some people who died, chances are they might have not went to the thing.
Chances
but yo, that thing is an hour long. Mm-hmm. It's a much watch. It really reveals the kind of politics. I mean, how do you deploy 648,000 policemen for
300 men
for a private company? Besides that,
okay.
That is
and who okayed it?
State resources.
Aren't we allowed to protest freely?
You get what I'm saying? And state resources deployed for a private company. Those people should have hired their own. What you may call
security company.
You get what I'm saying? But yeah, so now Cyril is worth 7 billion or million rands, and then in conversion is 700 million in dollars.
Yeah.
Those guys, all those guys, mind you, survived, got arrested, and are now being accused for murder. They're being charged for murder. The guys were shot. Mind you.
Ah, okay. Interesting.
Whoa.
Mind you.
Anyway, I think maybe it's a must watch for those who like that. It's kind of
Steve.
Quite intense.
Yeah.
Steve.
Quite Steve Biko'd. Yeah. It's quite intense.
Yeah, but it's you know, for me, I feel like these things, as much as we all live and wanna live in a happy and kumbaya type of world, we must not be naive or ignorant to the kind of real ass shrewd conniving shit that happens, because at the end of the day it does.
But also, didn't Trevor Noah in one of his stand-up
comedies
shows paint a different picture? Apparently these men were also threatening the cops at this point.
Yeah. So now that's what I'm saying, the beauty of that thing is it's like you can just in the middle of
okay
and using your
the
phone.
Truth essentially.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what you see. Those guys were not threatening any cops.
Gotcha.
They started, and to the point where they were even kneeling as they're walking when they started. So they started shooting them already. They were in cover position. Mm. But it's a must watch. Like, we need to.
Wow. Definitely.
Be cognizant of what we're getting ourselves into, because everything is politics. Mr. PhD, what do you think?
You know me, when it comes to this kind of things, guys, I'm not even going to lie. I get what happened. I get that it's a historical moment in SA. It's mm-hmm. like what happened in 1976.
It's like,
you know what I mean? However, I cannot give you an objective opinion. Mm-hmm. It involves politics, personal strife. It's a whole situation. And to analyze it from a documentary, or to analyze it from what that guy said
but
to
you're
me.
But you're not even analyzing.
No, I'm not done yet. Okay. To analyze it from, you know, what that guy said, or whatever the case might be, it's a bit difficult for me to give you an objective opinion. You know, mm-hmm, it is the only thing I can say. It's a sad thing that happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And that's what
a tragedy.
We say.
Absolutely. Mm. You know what I mean? And yeah,
I was not asking for analysis, Mr. PhD. I was asking, what do you think?
That's my analysis.
It's a sad thing, and that's
a sad thing
that we can agree on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so do make yourself that fever and watch it. Where now you owe us a sitting of.
Yeah, you guys
the
want
roast?
To. You guys want to come to my place? So I'm doing something quite interesting. I'm going to enter Come Down Within South Africa. I hope the applications are still open.
Awesome! You should totally do it.
Absolutely, and we're not going to do it at my place. There's a friend of mine who's got a gorgeous 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom.
You know how they have people for downstairs. Using different homes. Is on it? That show.
Yeah, of course.
They always drag you. They're like, oh, is this your home?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So and I'm then gonna, they're like, no, it's a friend.
If I do it, I'm going to use like someone else's place, you know.
And you're going to say that someone else's
But you need
place.
To say that it's someone else's place.
Whether it's someone else's or not, it's not the point.
But
the
your
point
home
is
fabulous.
Do you know what I mean? I will cook and I'll be fabulous.
Please
that's
have it
all
in your
you
home.
You know, but my place is small for 4 people. You know what I mean? So I will actually will be we'll be 4.
4, I think.
So,
five with you.
So I'm kind of hoping this thing becomes a real thing. A friend of mine just sent me the link, so I want to.
That is going to be fabulous, Craig. If anyone can pull it off, it's you, bro.
Entertainment, you know,
I'm
food.
Telling you,
it's gonna be. You know what? What would you cook if you were doing something like that?
Okay, I'm not a fancy cook or incredible cook, but I would probably do for starters. don't judge me then. Mm. Like a biltong shandy, but like in a salad.
Yeah, oh, that's nice.
Like
that's
I had
nice.
It yeah. like on my matric dance, yeah. and I thought it was really cool and cheap.
And
like,
you know what's lovely about that is that you can actually just Google their stuff and see how they make it.
Yeah, that's it. So that would be my starter. My main would be something simple, man. Flippin'. It's probably seafood. So like maybe snook. You know, but like bride or grilled, you know, those beautiful snooks. Yeah, in foil shandy.
Stuffed.
And then for desserts, man. We'll do like freaking. I love peppermint crisp tart, guys.
Oh,
sorry. Like,
yummy.
I'm like chilled like that. Like, that would be my meal.
Absolutely. And you, Bob Babes.
And I would entertain them.
Job, if you had to host Come Down With Me, random people.
Yeah.
Mm. Actually, let's make it more interesting. We've got Nicole Nyaba there. We've got Bonang. And we also have Lesego Maphanga. They're
too
coming
much,
to a place.
Too much diva-ish.
I don't know, but yeah, what would you make?
So, because of the guests, I'd have to have champagne.
No. But remember, this is your own.
Because I'm saying for me, because I'm hospitable, I'm cognizant of the people who are coming to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'd have champagne for on flow. I'd have that's for the beverages.
Yeah.
I'd have beer craft for Lesego. And I think the ladies will enjoy the champagne.
Yeah.
Starters, let's see. That's tough. I would most probably have that funny thing we had.
Bruschetta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bruschetta from my place.
That was
hashtag.
Amazing.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
I most probably have that as a light starter. The main, I would have, I like pasta and I can make that.
Yeah. Mm.
I'd have a pasta. El Alfredo
Alfredo.
Or penne. A lasagna.
Yeah. Something
type of
yes.
vibe. Mm. Chicken. Yeah, I'd have that. And then for dessert, I'm not picky. I just have a peppermint.
Is it?
Chocolate. Cake.
Yeah. I think for me, I'd also be quite custard. Creative. But the one thing that I'll do that is quite different, I mean, like when it comes to food, guys, I love food. I love, you know. But for my dessert, I'd actually get sour cherries. Sour cherries are amazing. I don't know if you've ever tasted them. They're amazing. They literally taste sour but sweet in your mouth.
Sweet and sour.
So I'd soak them up in a combination of vodka and maybe a bit of tequila, and then just add different kinds of fruit in there, and then I'd scoop
that's
that
up. That's dessert.
With, yeah, that's dessert. You know, okay. So my alcohol content on the dessert would be skyrocketing. You know, so there will be definitely shots in between.
Oh, Abby,
absolutely.
It's a drink fest.
No, absolutely. My thing is, like, you know, the moment that you get people a little tipsy, it gets a lot more interesting. You know, so I think that's how
definitely.
I do it. You know.
Yeah, and then, but that's the dessert. What about the main and starter?
The starter, I'll definitely try something, yeah, like bruschetta. I'll definitely make that happen. I mean, it's easy to do. It's just, you know, bread, but I'll make it more interesting by adding different kinds of olives. You know, I'll add perhaps, you know, rosemary. I'll just, you know, make it pop. So the important thing is presentation and taste.
You should actually look into doing your own cookbook.
No, no, not my own cooking show.
Even
give
better.
Lona Maseko run for her money.
For not even Simpiwa gonna give man Spokazi.
Spokazi, yes.
That lady.
And the second thing I'd make the main. I definitely, guys, my lamb is out of this world.
Oh, fam!
Did we have lamb that day?
Yeah, I made lamb and chicken. I made.
Oh yeah.
So I think the thing is, when it comes to cooking, is people don't forget to fry the spices first, because the flavors become. Guys, this is the hint I'm giving you when I start my own restaurant.
Free cooking lessons right here.
So you fry the spices.
You add the onion and peppers, and then you add your main, like if you want to, if it's chicken, you add it up there. If it's lamb, you know what, you do that. And then you let it boil with a little water, not too much. A little water. Right. You put all your flavors, your spices, a little bit of salt. Don't add too much because you don't know. There's a connotation to that, by the way. You know what I mean? So you never really know. But I think I'll just make it very homey, very nice, entertainment galore. We'd play sex games, we'd play Now You Know, we'd play Smash and Marry. It would be a whole Urban Culture Drive on cooking.
Oh my God.
We need to have that. And when you do get
ready.
That, when you do that, get that invite to come dine with me, we will do the pre-cooking with you.
It
can't be like chill in the house. They don't have to know we're there.
It, you know what I mean?
The week leading up, you'll cook, you'll use us as test subjects.
Yeah, you know, the testing.
Then you'll make sure you perfect that menu for the thing.
Absolutely.
So, speaking of the love of food.
Yeah.
DJ Ganyani speaks of a different type of love. Mm-hmm. And he speaks of Q-Love.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, Nasekwa Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig O6. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, Candace, Craig O6. Urban Culture Drive.
Boom. Craig, how sexy. Urban Culture Drive. Yeah, you still tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive. Takes over Calvin. Catch us on all the social media platforms, hashtag Urban Culture Drive. Speak to us, share your thoughts, and comment on what we're saying.
Yeah, or what we're talking about, or what we're not talking about.
Whether you think
we're
trash
or
not.
Who would you like us to talk about?
Yeah. Still waiting for the suggestions of who you want to have on the show, but we got a special surprise for you tomorrow.
Yeah,
wait until tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
So right now, it's almost about that time for my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking? Tomorrow I have to go to work, and then from work I've got like 2 seconds to breathe and then I'm here. It's like, wow. It's a whole thing. Thank goodness you made this shift from 4 to 6. Because if you had made it 3 to 6,
it was rough. But like,
good call on that.
I was looking at things, right? And I was thinking, man, you know, kumnandi ukuthi we have a chance, or we are doing something that will last for like a lifetime.
Unless
understand.
If, yeah, and unless if those things
you can tell your kids one day and say, yeah, I was there.
Go to www.
It's a tick. It's it's for me, it's just a bucket list type of vibe.
If they delete the podcast then
I wonder, hey.
I wonder
after how long way, I'm sure they do.
The only way they can delete it is if Cliff shuts down.
Shuts down, eh? Yeah. All right. No, it's one of those things. Hopefully,
because we'll, it's so much vault of information.
True. Yeah.
Hopefully, so we live on.
Hopefully, we'll be there in 2037, and people are like, "Yo,
we have done some crazier things."
Yeah.
Are you ready, Greg?
Yeah. Cool stuff. Hit me up.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, because the first show was on a little bit of a low note. I want to just talk about what inspires us.
Ba-ba-boom.
We are all people, and we wake up every day, and we do different things, and we are all from different cultures. So I wanted to just talk about what inspires us, and I'm going to mention a few things and a few people that, you know, I feel are quite inspirational.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just going to be that thing, you know? So the first thing I want to ask you guys, Candice and Job, also myself included, actually, mm-hmm. What inspires you right now at this present stage? Anything that inspires you, and why is it like that?
Wanna start or should I start?
You go.
Okay, firstly, maybe break it down into generically or...
No. What inspires you right now?
What simple. Specific things.
Off the top of
off
your head.
Off the top, when you wake up.
I'll go.
Yeah. Okay.
And I always answer this.
Yeah.
It goes for motivation as well. What inspires me is possibility.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Stunning.
The fact that it could be.
It could be.
Gets me excited, guys.
I love
that. The fact that it's there, even if there's just an inkling of possibility, the fact that it could be gets me excited.
Job?
Like I said, but anyway, for me, what inspires me over and above everything is challenging myself on a daily.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I would actually resonate with that because I get inspired by the fact that I evolve each and every day.
Yeah.
So I'm not the same that I was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm going
and
to be different
for that.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so the challenges that come are very different with each and every day.
Yeah.
You know? So to know that I've slayed the previous day, but I know I'm going to slay the following one.
Better than yesterday.
Absolutely stunning. Yeah. So you know what I mean?
That's what gets
so
me.
These are a couple of sentences that I brought up, that I came up with about motivation and you know, waking up and being yourself and finessing. You know, I love
absolutely.
Candace using finessing. And I want you to tell me what you think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to start with Candace. Majority of people are motivated by what they see, specifically men, because we are visual creatures. So they'll be more motivated to do more stuff.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I do agree.
Do you agree with that, Job?
Look, if you can't see it, then there's no point in thinking that it could be.
Yeah, because I was going to touch on that. It's not the actual physical.
It's exposure.
Scene,
yeah.
But even
being exposed
the
to
picture, that's what drives men, what they see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Envy is one of the biggest motivators.
Oh, that was actually one of
our shows.
Yeah. It is. It is. For some people.
Definitely.
Look, I used the example the other week about J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake.
Yeah.
They're not jealous of each other, but seeing the one elevate in terms of their craft inspires them to say, I want to do even better myself.
Absolutely, I get that.
So, yeah.
But isn't there a little bit of a negative connotation?
There is.
Yeah, because, right. I mean, like, you cannot envy somebody's strength and abilities and think that you might achieve the same thing.
Mm.
So, you know, that's one thing that we need to be cognizant of.
Yeah.
All right, third.
It's a fine line.
Education is one of the worst motivators. Your opinion on that, guys?
So I'm going to take this one.
Take it.
Okay. It is.
Yes.
Why is that?
Education teaches, like, it's one thing if they're teaching you. You know that thing, you can't teach a fish to climb a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what the current education is doing is teaching you to conform to something that you're not necessarily inclined to.
But babes, what do you think?
I agree. I think it is, like, in what sense do you mean?
I think, okay, I'm going to give you an example, right? So Einstein once, like, painted this picture. You've got a snake, you've got a donkey, you've got a lion, and they've got 5 meters to climb a tree. Mm. And you say, you've got five
Come,
minutes.
Come, guys.
Climb a tree.
That's
you see what I
mean?
Yeah,
exactly. The donkey can't.
It is quite monotonous.
Limiting.
Yes.
Quite limited. So I would say that
exactly
just because somebody's got like 5 or 7 degrees does not necessarily mean that they're a success. Okay. You know what I mean?
Or that I should get 5 or 7
Absolutely.
Degrees.
Got you. Absolutely. Got you. Got you.
So
got
that's
you.
That's exactly
my example. But you guys, you must study Fundani, please. Okay? Number 4, fear is a strong motivator.
Not always.
Okay. No. You agree or disagree and why?
Okay. I disagree.
Okay.
Hence, I said not always because sometimes it's paralyzing.
Okay.
So I have this thing. I have a definition of Uti. There's a difference between fear and like doubt. Or right. Anxiety. Fear is that thing that tells you you can't do it. You okay. Get what I'm saying? Like it paralyzes you, it puts a limiting thing. But doubt is like maybe I can't. So mm-hmm. There's always that outlet. Right.
I agree completely. Mm. Fear is
a very strong
motivator. I mean, have motivator. You ever had your rent due and it's the 24th of the month?
Trust me. Have you ever thought,
you'll throw it back?
Yeah, you know, you have you ever had that feeling which you might have nothing? You know what I mean? The nothingness that will paralyze you to work so hard to make sure that you don't end up.
You'll
with
push,
nothing.
You'll hustle, big still borrow.
Absolutely,
fam.
I think it. You know, it does in a way.
It does.
It's not necessarily healthy, but it's absolutely there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I've mentioned a couple of people that are quite inspirational mm-hmm. from my perspective. You guys can agree or disagree. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now this is individual, so I'm going to ask.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Number one, these public people, obviously, Kifibu or Bonang Matheba.
Kifibu.
Kifibu, why?
Because she just paints the very nice picture that I'd like to exist in.
Apparently she's what, 27?
No, she's not.
She's okay. 27 she's in air quotations.
Apparently.
Alright, yes. Okay. Job, Touch HD or DJ's Boo?
Phew, that's a tough one. Touch. Okay. Did I actually Touch?
Yes,
yeah, Kuru, you're not sure. It's a 50-50.
Yeah, like it's a tough one. I wouldn't choose any of them.
Yes, but you have to.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I'm saying. If absence of the worst the worst becomes the best. So all right. Touch.
Okay, I got you. Candace?
Yes, babes.
Black coffee or DJ Fresh?
Black coffee.
Oh, wow.
Black
international
coffee.
International exposure.
Yes.
And there's actually an interesting thing about, there's an artist on Twitter who painted a portrait of black coffee mm-hmm. using Ray coffee.
Oh yeah, I saw that ad. Yeah. I saw that tweet.
It's beautiful.
All right, okay. Last one, Job. Steve Jobs or Bill Gates?
Steve.
Why?
I like how he thinks.
Is it because he's dead?
No. I like how he thinks. He's like I like. You know what Kendall said about Kivi Bush? He paints an image.
Yes.
So he paints an image. I want to be that person who innovates.
I think the most interesting.
And comes up with different things.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I think stands out for Steve Jobs is the fact that he was kicked out of his own company at 30. Yeah, I feel like when you start something.
You know, for me, what stands out the most is how he even started that company.
Absolutely.
So Steve Jobs is not the best programmer, is not the best mm-hmm. engineer, is not mm-hmm. the best whatnot, but he had the ability to create the best. To create his vision.
All right. Yeah. Now, these are motivational talks from Alpha Leaders on Instagram. You can follow them on Alpha _ Leaders. So I'm going to mention a few. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to comment, but if you want to say something, I will let you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that I'll let you. I'll give you the light. Mm-hmm. All right. Number one.
Bella, this is your platform now.
Branding. The definition of branding. A way to make people feel cool by paying 12 times more for the exact same product.
Mm-hmm. That is essentially what it is.
All right. Okay. Number two, if you don't know your own value, somebody will tell you your value and it will be less than your worth.
There we go.
Absolutely.
On the money. Definitely. We're on the money.
Repeat after me. My current situation is not my final destination.
My current situation is not my final destination.
Fascinating.
This is so motivational.
All right.
Thank
okay.
you.
Last one. Don't buy a $500 bag that has nothing in it. Just buy a $75 bag and still have $425 in it. Don't go broke trying to be rich.
That's literally how I live my life.
Absolutely.
Definitely, I agree. It makes sense. It just makes sense.
I just forgot this analogy. Someone was talking about don't go broke
trying to be rich.
Yeah,
100%. As a bonus, highest paying careers in the world. Okay. I'm going to start with physician, about 1.8 million. Lawyer, 1.5. Yeah, physician.
Wow.
Okay. Lawyer, 1.5 million. Software developer, 1.3 million. Pharmacy, 130 million a year. Strategy manager, 128 million a year. Business owner, unlimited. Anyway, that's another section by Peck of Sexy.
Were they ranking from lowest to?
That was a nice plot twist. Thank you.
Because I was like, how is a fucking physician?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, Nice one, Craig. Nice one.
Thank you so much,
guys. Craig goes sexy.
Please don't forget to hashtag on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, country, whatever.
Hey. Yes.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, well, yes, that was Now You Know.
Now you know, you're motivated.
With we're out
to, I am.
We're out to I'm smash inspired.
No, I like the twist that you put today. I like it a lot.
Yeah, we need to be up there, guys.
I like it a lot. But yeah, money. Businessman. So you are a businessman.
I'm in the mogul, in the making. Who knows, guys?
100%.
And the thing is, time is of the essence, in the sense that I don't know when. It might be 35. It might be tomorrow.
It might be tomorrow.
It might be at 50.
So since me, I'm a capitalist, like, not a capitalist, but I capitalize on, or I seize opportunities. I think it's about to make us cards.
Do you know what I mean?
Just so that we can
come. Yeah,
yeah.
Because once you get the guap, you won't forget about it.
Oh,
but
no.
If you give us the cards now.
But remember what Candice said, the fact that it's possible. It's possible.
Possibility. Mm.
So make us cards. Give us black cards right now. Why can't we faking it until we make it?
Absolutely.
Candy baby?
Yes, yes.
Are you
yes.
ready?
I am ready.
Alrighty, take it.
Smash or marry? Would you smash or would you marry? Ho! Smash or marry?
And guys, you're tuned into another segment of Smash or Marry. But wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I'm switching it up today, guys.
Okay.
So right. Introducing a brand new segment called Would You Rather?
Okay.
So I am testing the market today with this one.
Okay.
I'll explain the rules. This game is called Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These are, the way I say it, are the circumstances that we're in. There's no working your way around the circumstances.
Yes,
to say, no, but you know, at least, no. It is the way it is. These are the extreme circumstances that are here now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have to pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Death is not an option.
Okay.
Yes. And I actually wanted to title this game "Death is Not an Option," but we'll play around with the name. You guys tell us what you
actually,
want it to
that
be called.
One is nice.
Yeah, but no, not talk about death anymore. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. So I'll give Craig, you know. So I'll start with Craig and then bring it to you.
So what are the options that we have?
You will hear me.
Okay.
So Craig goes sexy.
Yes.
Would you rather gain 25 kilograms or lose all your social media followers?
Gain 25 kilograms. I'm not.
Hey. Yeah. Hey,
okay, I like it.
Job, would you rather have God play your family a reel of all the times you've masturbated or be homeless in Orania?
Come again? Okay, repeat that.
Your family wanking, watching.
Would you rather have God play your family a reel of all the times you've masturbated?
Yeah.
Or be homeless in Orania?
I'd rather they see me jerk off.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Craig was sexy.
Yes.
Would you rather have a hacker swoop in and publicize all the nudes that you've taken with your face visible?
Yeah.
Right? Or have your bank statement released and posted online?
My nudes released because I'm confident. I'm
okay.
So hot.
Okay.
Everyone
okay, fine.
Wants to see my big dick anyway.
Okay, fine.
It's still a question.
Chope.
Move on.
Chope. Would you rather be woke with hermaphrodite genitalia or be a depressed billionaire?
I'm Aphrodite.
You know what that is?
I'd rather be woke. Yeah.
Okay, wait, which one is it now? You'd
rather
be
woke
with
hermaphrodite and hematalia.
Okay.
And be a depressed billionaire.
Craig goes sexy.
Yes.
Would you rather spend the rest of your life as an iconic porn star or be the president of Zimbabwe? But also, you need to align yourself with the political climate that is currently now in Zim. So, can you manage that? Can you handle that? Pick one.
Definitely the porn star. I've always had a thing for porn. One guy, very famous guy, Cutler X, once tweeted me and said, I'd like to meet you. So, anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Joby.
Yebo.
Would you rather lose access to radio and working on production and being on radio and drive a Scirocco or be wheelchair bound?
Whoa, repeat.
Oh, this one's tough.
Okay, repeat. I got lost somewhere.
Would you rather lose access to radio? So this means production, being on radio, all of the work that you've done, and drive a Scirocco at the same time, right? Or would you be wheelchair bound? Pick one.
So in both these situations, I'm losing access to
No, you still got radio. You got radio.
But you're just in a wheelchair.
One option is I lose access and I drive.
The circumstance is the circumstance.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I'm a bit fuzzy. So the one circumstance is I lose access and I drive a Sirocco. And the other one is I have everything but I'm wheelchair bound.
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
Essentially, if you want to play it like that.
Because I was lost. Let's see. Yeah, that's a fucked up one though, eh? Wheelchair bound. Yeah, but I think I'll choose that.
You'll choose to be wheelchair
bound? No. Sirocco.
Okay.
I'll get another option.
Final round. Big or sexy. Yes. Would you rather date an obese poor man or lose your eyesight?
Obese poor man. Yeah, definitely obese poor man. We'll make it work.
Okay. And the final one with you, Job. Would you rather rim Gareth Cliff or have your sex tape released to the public?
I'd rather my sex tape released. Because I know I fuck shit up.
Okay. Fabulous. Okay. Thank you so much.
I'll love it.
I'll school them a thing or two.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, but yeah. So I understood the question correctly, right? The other one.
That's why I said in the beginning, the circumstance is the circumstance.
Yeah, but you didn't.
As I put it, is what it is. Yeah. I would have added and still have radio.
Absolutely. So hence I was asking, is it in both options I'm losing like radio and the other one is
the circumstance? I can't answer to that because the circumstance is the circumstance.
But then, yeah.
No, it's fine. Okay, baby, that was stunning. I love it. I hope we have it.
Thank you.
No complaints from me. I'm not the producer.
No, but I just want clarity. Is it wrong to want clarity, guys?
It won't finish.
Oh.
Winner, you know you want to drive a Sirocco, winner.
Yeah, I want to drive it, but I want the options. Guys, I'm that person. You want to explain something until I get
this
it.
This game is not going to work with
It works. It's a beautiful game.
Joby.
It just needs clarity.
Okay, Job, fine. You get the radio show in the wheelchair. Fucking hell.
No, I'm asking. Okay, but it's fine. We'll take it off. Anyway, beautiful game, babe.
Sure, I'm glad you guys enjoyed
it. We're going to call it what?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Death is not an option, or would you rather? Because would you rather is very obvious, but death is not an option is kind of.
Yeah.
Death is intrigues not an option.
You, right?
I like that one.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So that's a new feature.
Yeah. Thank you
very
much.
Urban Culture Drive.
Awesome.
Thanks, babe. You deserve a round of applause on that one.
Fab.
So, it's yet another day, another 2 hours gone.
All right. Time for us to get that cheap wine now.
Yeah, it's time to go drink, papsak.
Drink it up.
Have you guys ever heard of a Dani dope?
No.
What?
It's like a little plastic sachet, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
With Brannavain, or I think it's whiskey.
Like a shot.
Sheep liquor. Yeah. God, I think it's about 5 rand a shot. Oof. They sell it in the north of Pretoria, you should know.
Baring mulumampia. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's Gordon's gin.
Okay.
What's the worst liquor you guys have ever consumed?
It has to be Dassenberg.
That you've touched once and you've never touched
again. Overmeer.
Overmeer, really?
Yeah.
Overmeer is good, but Dassenberg, no.
What's Dassenberg?
Dassenberg, the cheapest red wine. Mm-hmm.
That one. Tassenberg.
Tassenberg, yes.
I would say OBS.
What is OBS?
Christ.
What is
that?
OBS is
you know these Afrikaner people. Yes.
It's what?
Ondernemens bestier.
But no, it's old brown sherry.
Oh, Mampur.
Mampur.
What's that? Mampur?
Can we do shots in the studio?
Of air.
Of what?
Gareth, Mampur. We're sorry, but we need to get lit. Sorry.
Mampur. But old brown sherry, I actually enjoy.
Can I ask you guys one more? Have you guys ever had Zorba?
I don't even know what that is.
Yes.
Zobra. That colorful fucking.
No.
Your silver bottle drink. Is it a silver bottle?
I can't remember. But like it's clear. It's obviously a spirit.
But it comes in a silver
bottle.
And
it tastes like licorice nyana. Yeah. And it moves you to your knees.
Okay, so we're just in. I took a picture with a friend of mine this weekend. His name is Mkhaya. And then now Twelebs wants to use our picture to say that he's not straight. Just because he took a picture with me. I find that very offensive.
Childish.
Oh, the one you took on.
Yeah. So if you guys go on my social media, you will see there's a friend of mine. He's very much straight and very much in love. But just because he's taking a picture with me, now he's assumed that he's gay. So I'm just like.
But
haters
you see what?
Don't hate.
That means you have that much clout that people.
Yes.
Can reference you on.
Okay. Yeah, true.
All so right. that deserves. You made it, man. That's why you will not trade your 20,000 followers for kind of what was the option? Trade them for some shit like that. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, closing comments.
Wait, what? Which was it?
I don't remember.
Would you rather gain 25 kgs or lose all your social media followers?
Okay. That's why I'd rather gain weight. Because that cloud, I'm getting famous.
Closing comments, guys. It's been great. Thank you so much to each and every one of you who tune in religiously every day. It's been a lit takeover. Catch us on the socials at Urban Culture Drive. Closing comments, live and let live, for goodness sake.
Grego.
I think, you know what, today's show was started on a low note, but I'm so glad that we are all, you know, motivated.
We're going to go get lit
now. Go and finesse. That's all I can say. Just finesse.
Kill it all. And do tune in tomorrow, because trust me,
tomorrow,
it's going to be lit.
Tomorrow.
But until then, let us love and leave you with.
This is CliffCentral.com.